Far and Virgil by Ruth Brown Lewis. Due to approaching age, Uncle Eddie turned most of his business operations over to his two remaining sons, Far and Virgil. It is said that they hired more than half of Apache County to work in the various businesses. Uncle Eddie, Far, and Virgil were going to take a short airplane trip to Phoenix, then Uncle Eddie decided not to go. Far and Virgil had made it a habit to never go in the same plane together, but it was such a short ride and they were in a hurry, so they got into their private plane together. A freak storm came up and their plane went down somewhere in the forest. Before long it was apparent that they had not arrived at their destination. Soon there were airplanes flying over the dense forest, but the trees were so close together that no one could see into them. For over a week the search planes hunted, and hope was growing dim. Some felt it might be years before they were found. Uncle Ralph never left Uncle Eddie's side. He promised him that he and his boys would never stop hunting, if it took the rest of their lives. Aunt Nell was very close to Apostle Harold B. Lee, so she called and told him the problem, while he was at a conference in California. He promised her that the boys would soon be found, and asked the stake to join the large family in fasting and prayer. The next morning one of the men, Bob Cole, a friend from St. John's, in a search plane got sick, and put his head out the window and saw a shining object. When the shiny spot was located they found the missing plane, but both men had been killed in the crash. Today there is a monument at the Whiting homestead made from pieces of the wrecked plane, a memorial tribute to Far and Virgil Whiting.